There apparently is no end to the comic book heroes who become live-action movie stars. After Superman, Batman, and the X-Men, it's Spider-Man's turn. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Spider-Man is not just an action comic come to life, it's also a romance and a celebrity biopic. And like any celebrity biography, Spider-Man is more involving when its subject is struggling than when he succeeds.
The fact is, I'm in love with somebody else.
You are?
At least I think I am. It's not the right time to talk about it.
No, go on. Would I know his name, this guy?
Spider-Man's best feature is that it's a romance comic at heart. The film was directed by Sam Raimi, a longtime fan of the comic book. Raimi was once known for the kind of dark sensibility that Tim Burton brought to the Batman movies. But Raimi's tone here is distinctly sunny, and though Spider-Man has only moments of excitement, it does enough things right to be a solid comic book citizen.
Who am I? You sure you want to know?
First and foremost, Raimi cast the right actor in the lead.
Who am I? I'm Spider-Man.
Though he bulked up for the role, Tobey Maguire will never be the traditional hunk that studios prefer. But his creaky-voiced sincerity and the ordinariness of his offbeat charisma turn him into the most convincing of Spider-Men. Spider-Man was conceived by Marvel Comics decades ago as a new kind of superhero, a teenager with age-specific uncertainties and anxieties. Superpowers were no match for sweaty palms on that first date.
Hey. Can I take your picture? I need one with a student in it.
Sure, yeah.
Great.
Where do you want me? Over here?
Yeah, that's great.
Don't make me look ugly.
That's impossible.
Spider-Man starts out as Peter Parker, a nerdy senior at Midtown High School in Queens, New York, who spent his life pining for the lovely girl next door, Mary Jane Watson, played by a redheaded Kirsten Dunst. But one fateful day, Peter goes on a field trip to the Columbia University Science Department, where he's bitten by a genetically designed super spider.
In this lab, we have 15 genetically enhanced super spiders.
There's 14. One's missing.
And the rest is the stuff of comic books. Spider-Man's early days are the film's most fun. Scenes of him shakily trying out his spider powers, climbing walls, slinging webs, and gradually learning how to use them, are cleverly worked out and great good fun to watch. What Spider-Man hasn't been able to manage is a creditable villain. Green Goblin, played by Willem Dafoe, is very much standard issue and all too forgettable. But who needs him? We've got romance.
Wow, great reflexes. Thanks.
No problem.
Hey, you have blue eyes. I didn't notice without your glasses. You just get contacts?
Dunst and Maguire make a real connection on screen. This isn't the English Patient, but we care about their relationship to an extent that's rare in comic book films. Paradoxically, this makes Parker's Clark Kentish unwillingness to tell Mary Jane his secret identity hard to take. But with a sequel already in the works, mere human desires weren't allowed to get in the way of the almighty dollar. And in that sense, this is a Hollywood action movie after all.
You do too much. You're not Superman, you know.
The comments of Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan.